Stay in the Know with Radio 2000 Podcast.
Easy Sundays. This is Brunch with Reggie Philander on Radio 2000.
So listen, I told you that we're at Aura restaurant, which is in Margate, Main Beach. Basically, sea-facing vibes, okay? We're going to be speaking to the manager of the place and finding out what makes this place tick. I've been to Margate before, okay? I've been to Senzi's place. Where else have I been to? I don't remember what the name of... You know if you're going down that road?
Yeah, the Galleon.
Yes, I've been there. Yeah. It's the first time that I've actually been here, right? Such a beautiful place. Just to try and sell this place to you, okay? They've got this amazing decor on the walls. And what I like about the place, for me, it's always the lighting that always catches me.
Yeah.
It's got the most amazing lighting. And then when you walk out, they've got this deck. And if you stand on the deck, you can see the main road, which is on the right-hand side. Plus, you've still got sea views. And you also don't feel like you are right on the beach.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's a perfect balance. Now, the man that is responsible for how this place functions is Mayo. He's the manager of this place. Mayo and Jove. Mayo, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Only a pleasure, my brother. Thank you so much.
Before we start this thing, I want to say to you, well done for such amazing service. So when I got here, I didn't know that you were the manager. And I think I spoke to you earlier on. So I called him. And I'm like, man, I don't know who the manager is of this place. Please, can you tell him that this place is such great service? Because he kept on serving me, can't he? He is the guy.
No, thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Aura. How long have you guys been here?
So Aura has been around since November last year, which is just post-COVID. So, you know, we opened right after, you know, COVID was sort of dying down.
Yeah.
And it's been tough. But just like you've said, we've got the most beautiful venue. We're grateful for people that have come and support us. And we've been really trying to work hard to build, you know, an aura.
Yeah, no, I can get it. And I think sometimes people get it confused, right? It's not a shisanyam.
It's not.
It's an actual restaurant. We got here in the morning and we had breakfast.
You'd walk in and have breakfast.
And as I look around, people are having lunch. Speak to me about how you guys went on putting the menu together and what are some of your favorite dishes on the actual menu?
Look, as a restaurant, we serve a multicultural South African cuisine that's obviously inspired by French, Italians, that we've put together. You know, we are inspired by a lot of Michelin style, you know, in terms of how we serve stuff. But we've got a very simple menu that caters for breakfast lovers, a bit of snack, brunch, lunch and dinner. But we specialize in specific meals that are mains.
Okay.
You know, that we serve in our main meal category, as you see in the menu there. So if you're looking for a beautiful ribeye steak for dinner, we're here to serve you. If you're looking for beautiful, soft, succulent lamb cutlets, we're here to serve you.
So there are a lot of other places. If you walk down this road, there are a lot of other places. What makes this place stand out?
Look, just as you've said, the ambience, the food, the experience that people get here is what we sell.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it does stand out. We've got the most amazing panoramic views, if I can describe them like that. You know, it's a perfect place to have cocktails, you know, on a sundowner. So, yeah.
So let's say I want to play music. I want to listen to some music. Do you guys have a DJ maybe later on? Because I would feel like 8, 9 o'clock, I've got food in my system, my blood is warm. Something, what can must happen now?
Definitely. So on weekends, we do have music. Though it's very mellow and it's very nice, you know, because we curate our music around the lighting, around the sound, around the food, around the ambience. So it's an experience that we really try and do. We're not trying to become your Cubana or your whatever. We're really trying to create a space where you can eat but also love the music and dance, you know?
I love how he mentions the light, guys. There's something about the lighting. And you know how lighting affects your mood, even in the car? Like,
definitely,
there's something about the lighting of this place. Do you guys have a website if I want to go and see maybe when? Any information around Aura, where do I go and find it?
Okay, so we are on Instagram as Aura _ on Margate Beach. We do have a website. It's www.auraonmargatebeach.co.za. You can also find us on WhatsApp or call us on 060-958-0617.
Mayo, thank you. I'm looking forward to this platter. Guys, we've been talking about this platter this whole time. There's a platter that's coming. What's in our platter? What are we going to eat?
So for you, we did what is called the sailor's platter.
Okay.
Almost like you are a sailor.
Okay.
So our platter has a hake. It has prawns, it has squid heads and calamari, it has rice, it has tentacles, and then it has onion rings and chips.
Super excited, man.
Yeah.
It is Easy Sundays. It's Radio 2000, our music, your memories.
Catch the Radio 2000 podcast on radio2000.co.za.